It's time to make your UK visa digital. If you have a BRP card that expires on the 31st of December 2024 or a stamp or vignette sticker in your passport, you should change to an e-visa now. This means it will never be lost and can be accessed online at any time to prove your right to live, work or study in the UK. It's free and your immigration status won't be affected. Find out more now at gov.uk/e-visa.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Holiday week.
Everybody must be excited, Mike.
I've had a Monday. Not a really bad Monday. I just have had a lot of issues I'm actually working on right now because I've had to rebot
the... Mike, it's the holidays, though. This is a small price to pay for the amount of joy you feel in your heart.
Is God putting anything on your heart? Is God putting something on your heart? Well, that actually is a nice segue into our big news of the day, because I think we should talk about it, because I think it's quite special, and we're quite excited about it. Isn't that quite interesting?
Isn't that something? How about that?
That is interesting. How about that? So, right after Vegas, I came back, and I noticed that some individuals were out there, and they were pining for something we used to do during the holidays, something we did during the holidays, but due to the cost effectiveness of it, we had to discontinue it. And that, of course, is the Robert Spiewak delicious, succulent, marvelous fruitcake. Fruitcake. Not to be confused with Whitehall Inn's fabulous fruit fritters.
They're also hard to get nowadays, aren't they?
That's because the Whitehall Inn is... been torn down for 40 years.
Did it burn down? Why do I think it burned down? I like to think that it burned down.
That's terrible.
No, I mean, not with anyone in it. I feel that they closed it, they boarded it up, and then the arson.
I'm not really sure what happened, Rob.
Like to think it was something dynamic.
But listen to me.
Okay.
So I came up with an idea that would give... the opportunity for people that really are, out of all the people that get fruitcakes, I would say 95% of them love them. 5% really probably there's just no fruitcake that would please them. And then out of the 95%, there's a tiny group that just can't live without them. And I got that from some of the emails that I received. What about the fruitcake? What are you doing about the fruitcake? Well, we can't. The cost of the raw materials because of inflation did not allow us to do that. Now, with that said, though, on a small scale, Rob Spiewak is still going to be in his kitchen. Have you gone in yet, or do you do that this week? Don't you?
Traditional baking day is Black Friday, so it'll
Black
be
Friday.
The day after Thanksgiving. But I have started soaking my raisins.
There, so
thank
you're,
you.
You're doing. They are being created this week.
All the ingredients are in-house, Mike. They're here. They're ready to go, gentlemen.
And I was shocked when Rob told me the cost of the ingredients.
Yeah, I mean, ridiculous. And,
unbelievable.
But it's not preventing him from making fruitcakes for his own family and for select friends like me.
Co-workers. Josh, you will be presented with a fruitcake. Your kids don't have nut allergies, do they?
They do not.
Oh, good. I'll send two.
Where do you weigh in on fruitcakes, Josh?
I don't like fruitcake.
But
I've never had a fruitcake from Rob Spiewak. I've heard about this for at least 15 years.
They're different.
Mike, I'm one of the top contributors on the Facebook page for Claxton Fruitcakes in Georgia. They're a large fruitcake provider. And if you buy a fruitcake, say, in a hardware store, it's going to be from Claxton. And
that's the one I've had then.
And they're crap,
I've had the one you get in the little
pretty much.
red and black box.
Yeah, exactly. And you can get the light or the dark, and they're okay for $4, but Mine is a totally different thing. As a matter of fact, a listener once told me, they said, Rob, they said, this is less like a cake and more like a traditional English pudding.
Well, all I know is that,
when they
come, thanks, when they come to the...
Jolly.
When they come to the O'Mara house, my wife and I literally fight over them.
Yeah, it's ugly.
And I've been in my heavier drinking days. I've ripped Carla off before.
Sure.
And just come in and root it around the freezer. And I keep mine in the freezer. I love them frozen.
A good way to do it. Was it last year that you totally found one of our hidden ones and I mailed you one like in February?
Yeah.
To like get yourself out of the doghouse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
And it was all I could do not to eat that one too, because I love them. They're great. So for background, we decided that I asked Rob, I said, would it be possible if you could throw a few more in and we could auction them off on the on the website and throw a portion of the proceeds into money for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society as well.
LLS, my favorite. Thank you.
And Rob said he could pull that off because, I mean, he's doing it on a much smaller scale. You're going to go from how many at the Pinnacle did you bake?
The biggest year was like just over 2,000 fruitcakes. And this year we'll make about 50. And that's it.
This is, 50 is a lot for family and friends, but that's
But also half of those go to my mom because right. She'll give them to people at work and stuff like that. So it's a collaborative effort. So go ahead, Josh.
How many fit in your oven at a time?
A batch is 16.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Cause they're little bricks that are delicious.
They weigh 400 grams, Mike.
I hold in my hand.
Yes.
The copy for the auction, because as Mr. Soroka informed me, the auction is now up. It is
it's
active
live.
Right now, yes. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Some did you people keep have the, already found it.
Did you keep the, what was it? What do they do on those auction sites? You purchase it now where you don't have to auction. Buy it now still?
There's a ridiculous buy it now on there. Yes.
What is the buy it now? Just out of curiosity.
$1,500.
That's right. But we're covering postage if you buy that.
And maybe Rob will even throw two in at that
point.
Yeah,
Mike, wow. A tip of the cap to Chris Arnold, who called the fruitcakes bricks that you can eat.
Bricks you can eat. Do you have my Christmas music for this?
I do, Mike. Let's do it.
Do you want me to do this in a...
What you baking? Fruitcake.
Do you want me to do my Santa voice for this?
I do, very much.
All right. Are you ready? Are you going to put Christmas music in back?
Well, I didn't know if you wanted the fruitcake music or Christmas music.
I Christmas got both. Music because okay. It's time. Right. It's time. Are you ready to
yes,
jingle?
Santa.
Oh.
Santa, did you brush this morning?
Ho, ho, ho. Are you ready to jingle all the way? Every radio station I ever worked at, I had to be Santa. And my Santa is the Frosty Santa,
yeah.
By the way. If you want to know which one I do. Mm-hmm. That's right. There won't be any Christmas for you at all. Are you ready to jingle? And then I also do the professor from Frosty, you know?
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah.
That's not fair. That's not fair. Picky, picky, picky.
What was the rabbit's name?
What was it? It's a magic
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Why did I say focus? You wouldn't name
focus.
A rabbit focus.
This isn't just an auction. It's your chance to... I don't like this music.
Okay, how about this then? This?
But there's another one of that song that's...
Oh, the Deck the Halls music bed? Is that the one you
want?
Yeah,
the Deck the Halls music bed.
All right, hold on.
Josh, you'll find that I'm very picky when it comes to my Christmas background music. Because if you get just the right one... This is the one that starts at.
Yeah, I know exactly the one. I actually had to construct
I love it.
Because I love you it. Told him. You told me. You said, "I want this." I said, "Mike, that doesn't exist." You said,
okay.
"Well, We want it anyway.
All right.
Let's see.
You can throw other ones in there, too, while we're waiting, if you want. I don't know what we've got here.
Okay. Well, how about this, Mike?
That's the same one I just played. I'm sorry.
It's too mellow. There you go. That's not exactly what I wanted, but you know, if you find another one. Are you ready?
Yes.
To jingle all the way with the Mike O'Meara Show. This isn't just an auction. It's your chance to own the most coveted holiday treat of the season.
Yes.
A homemade Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Are you... That's it.
Yeah,
are you buying a fruitcake? No. See the energy of my read? How it picked up?
Let's take that again.
You're bidding on a Christmas package. But does this package include the legendary, much-craved Spiewak fruitcake? Oh, absolutely. Will there be anything else tucked inside? Well, not really. Let's face it. This isn't just any fruitcake. This is a Spiewak fruitcake, a slice of holiday joy baked with love, candied fruits, and a sprinkle of TMOS magic.
Woo!
Whether you cherish it yourself or gift it to someone who will forever be in your debt, this is the one Christmas tradition you can't miss. We're only auctioning five fruitcakes this year. So don't let this opportunity slip through your oven mitts. Bid now and make this holiday season the most delicious one yet.
Your oven mitts.
Happy bidding. And remember, it's not just a fruitcake. It's a Spiewak. Portions of this auction will go to the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. Because Rob's son is a survivor of pediatric leukemia. And that's
good
why
kids
we are
over
that.
There. Love that.
Congratulations. So the bidding is open now. You want to buy it immediately without bidding. You'll have to pony up.
You have that option.
Serious. As they said in Serpico, that's serious money if you want to do that.
Yeah, because you're then ruining the auction for everyone else.
Yeah,
that's right.
If you're that type of person that likes to experience that joy of ruining things for others, you might want to.
You know what?
That.
You could buy it now and then share it with others and, in fact, not ruin it, but make it better for us.
When you say share it with others, there are only five of them. They're not big. What do? Cut a portion off and send it out in a foil wrapper to other people?
Yes, Ebenezer, that's what you do. Right. You share. It's the holidays, Mike.
You
Come
hit
on.
That buy it now price. You cut it up, and then you sell each piece as an auction of it your own.
If you hit the buy it now, if you hit the buy it now, Bryce, you'll be. We'll call you on the show and say, "What the f is the matter with you?" I'm sorry.
So it's up and running now. It ends every Thursday.
Is that what it looks like?
Yep.
This is what it looks like.
So they've got 3 days, 22 minutes and 29 seconds.
Yes.
Yep.
So Thursday 9 a.m. every week is when the auction will end. Every week up until Christmas.
Yep.
Okay, that's exciting. So the first one is up now. So get your fruitcake, and we appreciate it.
It was so exciting as I got to soaking the raisins this weekend when Robert walked into the kitchen. He says, "Dad, what's that?" I said, "This is a knockoff Fireball. It's a higher percentage of alcohol and more cinnamon flavor." He said, "You gonna use it all?" I said, "No." He says, "Can I take the rest over to Barrett's tonight?"
Fireball?
Yes, you may.
Have you sat him down and talked about the family genetic code, you know, and you know that he's got to be mindful of the hooch?
I said you must be very careful once you turn 50 that this is not a problem that continues.
All right. Good luck. My kids drink too, so you know that's it. My kids
probably
don't
not
like
probably
I
not as much. Yeah.
No, they don't. They don't drink like I did.
Yeah.
I think it's generate. Well, no, they get hammered. You talked about that WVU football game that you went to, right?
Yeah. Oh, it was
the
a
kids
disaster.
Are all getting sloshed.
Yeah, and don't forget the Borg, the gallon thing of grain alcohol and fruit juice.
You know what? Life is getting not easier. Life is getting more tension filled. But I'm here to say one source of tension in my life is gone. It is official, root for the worst team in the NFL. I'm proud to say I root for the, let me say it again, the worst team in the entire NFL. That's what the New York Giants are. The New York Giants, the number one seed as we speak in the draft to get the number one pick because they suck so totally. They are such crap as a football team, and I don't know where to start.
Well, Mike,
I don't know where to start.
If they were truly out to get you, they would be like the third worst because then they don't get the draft.
Count on it. Count on
you
the
think
upsets.
They're going to come back?
Oh, 100%.
That's how they F you. They F you at the drive-thru?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, they talk about, first of all, I want to get Josh's opinion on this. They talk about tanking to get the draft. That's not a viable thing in the NFL.
Not a strategy.
You can't do that. You'd be outed if you did that. You don't have a coach having a backup. What's that?
But they do it. The NFL does it.
You think
probably
so?
Probably more than any sport, the NFL does it.
I see. I'm surprised.
Yeah, because it's not tanking. We're not trying to lose, but I'm not going to put the best quarterback out there that can win us games.
Do you think that's why they put Tommy DeVito out there?
Yes.
Tommy Cutlets.
Because they said, we can't get into the playoffs either way, so why have a mediocre season? Let's put Tommy out there, and either he's a star.
Right,
and we've been holding him back, or we get to pick a new one next year and start all over again. Maybe
you're right. How do you think Tommy feels right about now when he goes in and he loses just wonderfully? And I got up, Mike, and I turned on the Commanders game, and the first thing I saw is like in 40 seconds, the Giants were down by like 60 points. And I said, oh, Mike, oh, no.
For the for your football Commanders.
Yeah.
To other Commanders. That was a more painful loss
Mike,
to the Cowboys.
I have been, you know, I'm not a big sports guy, but you can probably find records of me going back 10 or 15 years saying, if you don't have special teams, you literally cannot win a game. You can't. And with a missed field goal and two missed extra points, they deserve to lose that. And that guy, that kicker, no thank you. He's probably having a rotten day.
Well, I think there are a lot of people
having
a rotten day.
The best day today after a Sunday football is Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones probably sitting in his living room laughing his geeky ass off at the Giants.
And he clears waivers today at 4 o'clock.
You think he's going to get picked up immediately?
There's five teams talking about grabbing him. One of them being the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh,
because
my
they see
God.
Him as a decent backup.
That's awesome. Good for him. Good for him. I, you know, as much as he pissed me off, I think really when you look at it, it's bigger than that. So,
you root against him if he lands somewhere else?
No, I can't.
Really? You can't?
No,
okay.
I don't. I think it's hard to discuss this because they've sucked for so long and they've been bad for so long and they are right now. No one knows whether their management and coaching is worth keeping. That's how bad they are, and it's been a long time. And this is like John Mara, the owner of the New York Giants, is becoming a hated owner. Not like Dan Snyder, who was a bad person, because John Mara is not really a bad person, but he is an incompetent person. That's what they're saying. I don't know. I hate making this sports talk, but yeah, go ahead.
I like the storyline that now people are pushing for Jerry Jones to sign Daniel Jones today. Just to stick him out there on Thursday against the Giants.
That's fun.
That'd be fun. That would be fun.
It is fun. And if he lit up the room, oh my God, the pain. Mm-hmm. That would be. Now, I've given up on the season. I like drama part of me. That says, yeah, do it, Jerry. I think Jerry would do it. I think Daniel would go to the Cowboys.
Bad. They're not playing for anything either.
Right? So maybe you just pick him up and
we're going to put you in a uniform and
how
put
about
you out there
Cowboys? Yeah.
On Thanksgiving Day and then you win a turkey.
Yeah, you're going to go out
win that for turkey.
Hoba, how about them boys? How about them boys? How about them boys?
Do you, have I ever, Josh, are you familiar with my one encounter with Jerry Jones?
Yeah, Rob actually met Jerry
Jones.
At the NFL commissioner's party and he was talking to someone else.
We interviewed
him
a couple of times on the show too.
But this was in the wild. I think, was he not talking to Mel? He was talking to somebody very important.
At the commissioner's party.
Yeah, he might have been talking to Mel Karmazin, and I walked up on a dare, and we were all properly lubricated, and I said, Jerry Jones, just wanted to say hey. And he turned to me and said, well then, hey.
turns back to Mel. So the way the commissioner's
probably, what,
25
party 25 years ago,
a long time ago,
a lot younger, Jerry,
that back in the day, and still probably to this day, we haven't been to a Super Bowl in a million years, nor do I want to.
It's a bad business, that Super Bowl.
The commissioner's party was the exclusive ticket, and we would go to that. We'd get the free pass through Rudy, God rest his wonderful soul,
There's
Rudy Martsky,
name again. Yeah.
And they would have the main ticket. Then we would have the more exclusive ticket with a fence around it. And then within that fence was the owner's area.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to get into that. We did get into that owner's area.
Do you remember how we got in?
Well, we stole one of the flashing buttons that you get into the
Tupperware
inner circle.
The Tupperware tight security was if you had that exclusive ticket, when you went through the metal detector or whatever, they gave you this flashing button.
Right.
But the flashing button was literally in a bowl, like Halloween candy. So as we walked through, we just grabbed them.
The exclusive tickets were right to the left of the regular tickets, and they were handing them buttons. Like there was a gold button and a silver button.
Exactly.
And we were getting our silver buttons, and as the guys from Tampa, who were a bunch of like criminals, this radio station in Tampa hosting us, they grabbed handfuls of the gold buttons so we could get into the exclusive area. And then when we got into the exclusive area, we just stepped over the little mini fence into the owner's area.
It was literally like a yard in a 1950s house with a 12-inch fence around it.
And I said hi to Bob Kraft, and Rob walked up to Jerry Jones. It was, and we saw John Madden. It was it was fun. It was fun.
It is
back
fun.
In the day. You know, memories. Wonderful, wonderful memories. But I just want to say that whatever happens now, just today, for this one day only, and I think they'll continue to please me, I root for the worst team. I don't think I've ever been able to say that. Giants have sucked. I don't believe I have ever had the Giants as the worst team in the NFL. Mrs. O'Mara has just texted.
It's going to be a magical Thanksgiving, Mike. What a lucky treat that on that day of fellowship and love that you'll have your Giants on television on Thanksgiving Day. That must be very nice.
Very, very exciting.
Yes.
Very, very exciting. So the other thing I wanted to warn people about, we had a bit on the radio where we would talk about Wednesday, traditionally the heaviest traffic day
travel
of the
day.
Year. Not to be. And are we having any connectivity issues with me or with Rob, Mr. Sirocco?
I believe there's a little issue with Rob.
Yeah, he's
freezing
up.
But we're just fighting through.
If you have to tell him to reboot his thing, and that would be that might be a solution to that. What I was going to say is that we would say traditionally the heaviest traffic day of the year, not to be confused with Friday. Traditionally, the heaviest shopping day of the year. I've modified it because I just want to tell people, starting really Friday, you have to beware of the toddlers. One thing, the infantilization of America now. We have become much more distracted by bright lights and flashing red, white, and blue colors and Christmas colors and everything. And we also get excited, and we don't have that governor on our emotions. So we are probably less grown up than we used to be. I think that's pretty obvious with things for adults. That came at the same time when Halloween, literally when I was a kid, was a holiday for children.
Yes,
exclusively. Before it became, look at me, football games used to be guys wearing overcoats in fedoras, rooting for their team and smoking cigars. Now, paint your nipples blue, go out, wear a fuzzy hat, and because we've become more children, childlike would be the way it is. So that manifests itself on the highways and byways as well, and I just wanted to give people warning. I saw a lot of it this weekend, a lot of the three lanes across, because you want to get to that road you're turning left on because you're too stupid to know you missed it, that type of thing, speeding, talking to people excitedly in cars. There's a lot of that crap going on. I heard a lot of sirens over the weekend, and I think that's every city in America. So please just let's be careful out there.
Mike, you know what's coming up is the season of wreaths on the front of cars.
Yes, wreaths on the front.
Fake antlers on your car.
That's
correct.
These
people must be removed. and taken to another land. We put them on the island of misfit toys.
Amen. Now the new thing is Christmas lights on the outside of your car.
Oh, I saw
as
a
if
Christmas,
you don't need more distractions.
Yeah, I saw an entire car covered with the Christmas lights, all of it. Every square inch of it except
the windshield. That's got to be illegal.
It's ridiculous. It's just like, look at me. It's the look at me. Ooh, I got Christmas lights all over my car. Aren't I special? I don't know. Maybe I'm becoming an old fart curmudgeon, but I don't care.
Becoming.
Well, my traffic here is completely screwed up because a new store opened up last week.
What store?
Miles of traffic on 95.
Oh,
to take my exit.
I bet I know what it is.
You got to go to the new store.
I bet I know what it is.
Before you reveal the store, let me clear this.
I want to guess before he reveals it.
Okay, that's fine. But you say that this is actually causing backups on the highway, not just like roads surrounding it.
It opened up on, I think, Thursday evening, and my exit was a 2 mile line
to
take my exit.
I know what it is. I don't know the name of it, but I know. It is a roadside stop, correct?
It is not. This same road already has a Buc-ee's.
Oh, Buc-ee's. I thought it was going to be Buc-ee's.
This road currently has a Buc-ee's and a Costco already there, and we had a brand new store open up.
All right, let me get some hints, and let me see if I can guess. Give me...
can I do an out-of-the-blue guess? Because
yeah,
you
go
got
ahead.
To do one.
Yeah, you might win. Go ahead.
Target.
No.
All right, is it a box store?
It is. No, it is not a box store.
Oh, okay.
Retail-wise,
It is a retail store. It is a very focused on one group of people retail store. But it is a giant store.
And it's in Florida.
It's in Florida.
Is it like Nazis?
No.
No. We've closed all those clothes.
Where do you keep your keep your brown shirts? Hi, welcome to Nazis. Is it a Bass Pro Shop?
It is a Bass Pro Shop.
Way to go, Rob Spiewak.
Yes,
wow.
Thank you.
Bass.
Yes, that's awesome.
Oh, so they put the whole Santa thing in there too, because Bass Pro Shops has a good Santa. Always.
Yep, Santa's in there. Some guy dressed up as Bigfoot, a giant Christmas tree.
Yep.
A million boats, a hot air balloon. And a carousel.
Do the
kids
inside
of this store?
Do the kids want their picture taken? Do the kids want their photo taken with Santa or Bigfoot? Just so we can gauge the neighborhood.
Oh, I took them on Saturday night. They did not. There was lines for both. My kids wanted to ride the carousel.
Is it Bass Pro Shops?
It is. Yes, it is the biggest Bass Pro Shops I've ever been in.
Carousel is a big. Do they have a restaurant? Next to it? They don't?
No, there's not a restaurant.
It's a seafood restaurant.
I wish.
Mike.
Ours does. Give me a reason to go.
Ours has a restaurant next to it.
What do you get there?
What?
What do you get there?
Never eaten there, Rob. Never had the pleasure.
Mike, know? If I ever find myself in your neighborhood, I insist that as my host gift to you, I will take you to the Bass Pro restaurant.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to that.
I bet they have hush puppies.
I'm not sure, but they've got an amazing and overpriced sunglasses department, and you know, when I lived on the water, when I lived on a little lake, I was there all the time buying fishing gear. That's what it. But it's more than fishing gear. It's camping.
It's shooting. Boating.
Didn't you step on a nail at a Bass Pro Shop?
I did when they had the little promotion out in the backyard when they had babies that were allowed to. They had a children's fishing tournament. And I stepped on a nail. You have the memory of memory. And I stepped. And what it wasn't a fish at all. It was like the drainage ditch from the construction. And obviously the construction site wasn't really tidied up when they got done. And I went down to see, hey, Michael, I went, oh, God, nail right into my foot.
Mike,
had to go to the ER.
Mm-hmm. This just in. Yes, some Bass Pro Shops have restaurants, including Uncle Buck's Fish Bowl and Grill and Isla Mirada Fish Company.
Yeah, Isla Mirada Fish Company.
That's a restaurant that serves seafood for lunch and dinner. Some say the food and service are great, while
see if you can find the location of the Isla Mirada one, because I think it'll say Gulf Coast Center. If it says Gulf Coast Center, that's the look up Isla Mirada Fish Company, because that's the one that I have. And
this says, depending on which Bass Pro Shops, you could have the Fish Company restaurant.
Oh, that might be the Fish Company, too. Might be the Fish Company.
The White River Fish House. or Hemingway's The Water Cafe.
Hemingway's.
Ah, Hemingway's.
He drops the consonant in the middle of words, too. It's Hemingway's.
That's fantastic. Well,
it's still an ING.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
fantastic.
They are hiring.
They are hiring. It's one of them their fish company restaurants, I believe. Yeah. But
what you should do, Mike, know. Is...
Did you find it? Did you find it?
It says here that you should order the conch when you go there. But... It's Isla Mirada. Is that actually in Isla Mirada? Is
no,
that
the one? The one is in Gulf Coast Center.
Is okay. in California, it tells me. Oh, okay, here we go. Yep, Gulf Stream Way.
So that's it. So it's Isla Mirada. That's what
go,
I thought it was.
Go get your conch, Mike. It's delicious. And
very
then
good.
You can get shoes you can eat.
Very, very exciting about it. You know, it's, oh God, what's wrong with us? Before we go to our first break here, I do want to mention one thing to you. Hey, Michael! My son has a name for home runs, Josh.
Okay.
I want to see.
I'm curious because we know language is the same about 10-year-olds across the country.
That's true. Somehow.
So I'm curious.
You want to see his outfit for the week off? Come on over, buddy.
I do.
Come around.
I'm guessing no shirt.
You put a shirt on and come in here. All right.
All right. So I was right.
Do you think the Isla Mirada restaurant is as good as the restaurant inside IKEA? I'd like to see those go head to head.
The restaurant inside IKEA, I love them meatballs.
Yes. Yeah, so they're Swedish.
Yeah.
I guarantee this costs more than the IKEA restaurant.
I have never had the pleasure of eating at the Isla Mirada Fish Company, but that's the name of it.
The
and
next
Isla
time I'm
down
there,
in the
Mike.
Keys. It's down in the Keys. Beautiful place down in the Keys.
Next time I'm down there, let's shut the joint down.
Home of Todd Moore, I believe, too.
Does he doesn't Isla Mirada. Yeah. He doesn't own the restaurant though.
Isla Mirada. Here's my son, boys.
Your hair is great. You look like you're on the cover of Rubber Soul.
This is very
Go
great.
Google that.
What do you call what are you doing?
I'll go get headphones.
He's going to get headphones. You're
going to
be featured in a mini episode later on, so
I look forward to the mini episodes. We're going to do one with each of our kids. And there's lots of good stuff coming up over the holidays. You know, a lot of times folks think we're going to leave them high and dry with like a tired old best of. Not so, Mike. All new programming throughout the holidays here at TMOS Central.
Very exciting. I'm
You're very,
very,
very excited
about
yes.
that.
And on one of them, we're going to find out the new name for home runs.
All right. Yeah, you can plug into this one. All right. There you go. Where is it? There it is. Plug in and come on in so you can talk to the guys.
And drop out.
Right. Tune in. Turn on. All right, come on right here. All right, there you go. Say it there. Now he can hear you.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Hey, you know what? Real quick, what is your the top of your wish list for Christmas? Because I need some hints.
Well, at the top of my wish list is an e-scooter.
Uh-huh.
I've been really wanting one for a while.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people would like to have those.
See, where's a gaming PC rank on there?
I don't have a gaming PC.
Oh, you already have
I don't have one. I don't have one.
That's not on your list?
A gaming PC is like the mobile one,
about
right?
That. No.
I've heard gaming PC on the top of everyone's list. Every 10-year-old
I thought
list,
you have,
a,
you have
list.
A computer you play games on.
Yeah, I have a PC. He's talking about on my list, my Christmas list.
Okay.
This would be a dedicated computer for gaming, you see.
I thought you had a dedicated computer for gaming.
Yeah, in there.
Right, he does. Yeah. He's saying it's not on his Christmas list because he already has it.
Yeah, well, the kid that has everything. Do you have everything? Don't worry about it.
The e-scooter is just out of range. Can we go down a couple notches? Like, did you need an extension cord or an adapter of any sort?
Well.
Mike is feeling
I need to sell the headphones.
Cougarans.
Krugerrands. That's good. And do you have any idea what that is?
No. It's
okay.
Bad.
Move over so they can.
No,
see
it's
your
something
face.
Very good.
I want to see your face.
I can't. You guys can't.
All right. There you go.
Very good. All right. So it's Krugerrands and gaming computers. I'm off to the Walmart right now.
All right. So in the car this weekend, you gave us a name for home runs that I had never heard before. And I was shocked, and I want to make sure I heard correctly, but I'll let you tell them.
I'm allowed to say it?
Yeah, you're allowed to say it. What do you call home runs?
A piss missile.
There it is.
That's a new one.
Have you heard that one, Josh?
No, I did not hear that one.
What do you
call
them?
Can I ask? Yeah, I was going to say, where did he get it from and why? Why do you call it a piss missile?
I don't know. I just, there's this guy about talking about sports. And
is this somebody online?
Yeah.
Perv. All right, get out of here.
According to Uber Dictionary, it is a homer, a 60-yard touchdown, or a long field goal.
It's a home run, a 60-yard field goal, or a long run, a home run, or a 60-yard field goal.
Yeah.
That's a piss
missile. If you want to use it in a sentence, it says, Billy hits an absolute piss missile to center field.
There he goes. Can you hear him laughing off?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's also, Mike, an alternate translation of that or definition is something that his Uncle Rob hasn't seen in 10 years.
Oh, my God. That's kind of creepy. You kind of Billy Bob me on that. Let's take a break now that
you
I have
want
that
to?
Horrible taste in my mouth.
Are you having sex?
I have to. Billy Bob Thornton.
Robert Thornton.
Watch, it was all Taylor Sheridan all the time in the O'Meara household last night. Lioness and Landman. Landman. Which Josh, you got to love Landman. It's very right wing. It's very cool, you know?
I'm in on Landman.
How about when he's talking
Billy
about
Bob.
Fossil fuels? Let me tell you what fossil fuels do. Everything, you know?
It's right, like, right.
That's
can't
right
that
out of the
without it.
Yeah, that's like right out of the Exxon playbook. Big Oil bringing you Taylor Sheridan. We'll be right back. Yes.
Would you go ahead and introduce the promo since we're here?
Ladies and gentlemen, and now a promotional announcement from the Mike O'Meara Show.
Tales from the ER, Big Cable's Ineptitude, and a tribute to America's Guest. It's all on the latest bonus show. Here's a quick preview.
To Xfinity and the
can't a child get sick on daylight time?
Why do they all like to slide head first, Josh Soroka?
Because it's on TV. It's what the players do.
The Dig Witch sounds delicious.
I care more about the show, Rob, than I do my TV.
They need to use the 24-inch pipe wrench on Earth.
T-I-O. Tough it out.
It's better when you earn it.
Give the gift of funny for the holidays with a bonus show subscription. Gift a monthly plan now. And remember, it's always the perfect size. Order now at MikeOmerishShow.com.
I'm a wicked Dr. Pepper. You know what I'm
saying? Hey, what are your goals for the upcoming holiday season? International travel? Connecting with family and friends? Remember, learning a new language can mean meaningful conversations and cultural appreciation. Can you imagine chatting with your relatives from the old country in their native tongue? You can do it. You simply need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, plus the built-in True Accent feature, you know I love this, gives you feedback on your pronunciation. I mean, this is meant for me. I love it so much. It's like having a personal trainer for your dialect. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value, a lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, TMOS listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Listen, that's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today. Do it for yourself or as a gift that keeps on giving, ladies and gentlemen. Ho, ho, ho. It's a short Christmas season this year, so if you haven't started your holiday shopping yet, don't panic. We have the solution for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's the secret source for incredible original gifts, and that's Uncommon Goods. They've got unique hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. I love this place. All in one spot. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. From holiday host gifts to the coolest finds for kids to awesome stuff for any team, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Plus, with every purchase, Uncommon Goods gives back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than 3 million dollars to date. So make some merry this holiday season with Uncommon Goods. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
It's time to make your UK visa digital. If you have a BRP card that expires on the 31st of December 2024 or a stamp or vignette sticker in your passport, you should change to an e-visa now. This means it will never be lost and can be accessed online at any time to prove your right to live, work or study in the UK. It's free and your immigration status won't be affected. Find out more now at gov.uk/e-visa.
There it is. The Legacy Box Black Friday event starts right now.
Oh my gosh, yes, now.
Better Homes and Gardens called Legacy Box the most sentimental gift to give this holiday season. During their Black Friday event, more families can reclaim priceless footage with a whopping 65% off. There has never been a better time to preserve your past with Legacy Box. Starting at only $27, Legacy Box is a simple and say, did I get that wrong? $271. What is it?
$271.
$271. Yeah. Legacy Box is a simple and safe way to digitize your treasured videotapes, film reels, and photos. They've helped over a million families do just that. Everything is done by hand right here in the U.S. Convert your media to digital copies that will always be protected from floods, mold, or even the decay of time. Just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. Their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA, and you'll get it back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals. Think of all the Christmas mornings you recorded. Relive those family memories this holiday season. The big screen with Legacy Box. You can now preserve the video of me car sleeping at the Gold Brick Academy for Boys. The Legacy Box Black Friday event is here, and they're giving our listeners their best deal of the year. Hit up legacybox.com/TMOS to save an unreal 65% with limited quantities ready to ship. This deal will go fast. Legacybox.com/TMOS for 65% off. Legacybox.com/TMOS. Do it, do it, do it. Do it, do it, do it.
And I don't know where that 271 comes from, because on their website you can get things as low as $24.49.
I think it's a mistake. Let's
check. We'll have to double check. But it is 271 in the copy.
Yeah, I will double check that.
All right, that's good. Let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. Very discombobulated today. It's the holiday week.
It is.
It's tough to keep your head in the game. It is. Anywhere you work, that's just the way it goes, all right? But this might sober you up. A legend passed away over the weekend. Game show host Chuck Woolery. He died on Saturday at his home in Texas. He was 83 years old. There is no word on a cause of death, but TMZ says that he went to lie down before he passed because he wasn't feeling well. Chuck was the original host of Wheel of Fortune. I forgot that he was pre-Sajak. Back in the late 70s, he went on to host the Scrabble game show in the 80s. And, of course, the big one that everybody knew him for, Love Connection, from 1983 to 1994. He also did some later shows like Lingo on the Game Show Network and Greed on Fox.
Greed was a good show. That was a knockoff of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but they did a nice job with it. He was good on it. So,
and he was probably in his 70s when he did that, right?
Yeah. Mike, I was shocked when I watched a clip of Love Connection of how badly it's dated, because it doesn't seem that long ago to me.
Right.
But let's go to Gene Wood and see what's going on in the Love Connection stages.
But it's always unpredictable when two strangers meet trying to make that love connection. And now, here's our host, Chuck Woolery.
It's horrible. It was hot for a while. It was. Look at that hair.
Let's get started by meeting our first contestant. All right. right. Now, she was here a few weeks ago, and the audience selected a date for her. She enjoys roller skating and horror films. She refuses to date a man films. Who has children. And she says that she doesn't have any trouble getting a guy's attention, but she just can't keep it for long. Please.
Mike, she's a hairstylist.
So 80s.
It is. It really is. And did you know, I don't know if you have it in your story.
By the way, I think, this is just my two cents.
Yeah.
Every guy should date a hairstylist at one point in their life. I did.
I know. I remember. Did you know that Chuck Woolery, his initial...
I'm pathetic.
Mike, you're never better. In every day, in every way, you're getting better and better. Did you know that he actually wanted to be a musician? Chuck Woolery did.
He was in a band back in the day.
And the song was called Naturally Stoned, and it cracked the top 40.
Yeah, it was a hit.
And it's from his band Avant-Garde. Here's Chuck singing.
They say grow up, put your mind on what you have to do.
The Bordermen. Or was that the Avant-Garde?
That's the Avant-Garde, Mike. This is where they're like, just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
He also did some country stuff, including songs Painted Lady and The Greatest Love Affair. And he co-wrote The Joy of Being a Woman on Tammy Wynette's 1971 album, We Sure Can Love Each Other.
Yeah. Did he? Mike, I was wondering if he ever went to that restaurant over at the Bass Pro Shops.
Isla Mirada Fish Company. Hi, I have six people for Woolery. Thank you.
That was the Love Connection dates.
Yeah.
That's where they'd send them.
No, they send them all there. That's right. If you'd like another date, we'll pay for it.
That's right. Get dinner for two at the Isla Mirada. I'll say it like Chuck would. Dinner for two at the Isla Mirada Fish Company, and also a free spinning reel from Bass Pro Shops. Yeah. A new report looked at how many calories people are downing at the Thanksgiving table. This interests me.
Okay.
There's good news and bad news. The average American's caloric intake during the Thanksgiving meal is just 2,092 calories. That's not bad.
That's
the turkey factor, in my opinion. According to dietary guidelines in the U.S., adults should consume anywhere between 1,600 and 3,000 calories per day, depending on a bunch of stuff. Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff. like age, weight, and gender. Oh, now that's unacceptable. The pronouns don't matter. Anyway, of course.
I don't know, Mike. I like a good hungry broad.
By the way, that's for the whole day. So the Thanksgiving number is only in range if it's your only meal of the day. With no snacking, no leftovers, and no booze.
God, stay away from the charcuterie, Mike. That's where you pack on the pounds.
Some people aren't kidding themselves. This year, 14% of people are planning to eat over 3,000 calories.
Yeah.
4% are planning to eat over 5,000 calories. And Thursday, I think if you're planning to eat over 5,000 calories, you're not paying attention. You don't care. You're not even talking about it, right?
Hey,
if you're
going to
eat over 5,000.
No, I think that's you put on the football game, and it's a commercial. Let me go grab another slice of pie.
Exactly.
I've time for leftovers.
Yeah, and the worst team in football is playing this Thanksgiving, so I'm gonna scoop up all the food. Yum yum. Let me see. Thursday, of course, isn't the end of it. The average person will also be eating about 2,270 calories worth of leftovers. Nearly 40% of people said they'd eat a lot more than that. 27% said 3,000 calories in leftovers, while Piggy 9%. Said 5,000 in leftovers. On average, Americans plan to eat Thanksgiving leftovers for 3 days after Thanksgiving.
That's about right.
And 8% plan to eat them for a week or more. I think after a week or more, they get a little gamey.
I think after Monday, you shouldn't be touching them. You should have them in the freezer.
This is an odd survey because they're asking people, how many calories are you going to eat? Do most people know?
No.
Because I don't know. I'd make a number up.
Yeah. I don't always stand by the credibility of my news, Josh, and in this particular case, I will hold out a slight chance that that story was completely and utterly made up.
I know the election's over. The pollsters have to do something.
They have to be busy. They have to get busy. Yes.
How many calories will a hairstylist eat on Thanksgiving?
62.
And, Mike, I know I don't like to go backwards, but I actually have a tape of Chuck Woolery, one of his last tapes, talking about Thanksgiving.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters.
Yep.
I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with two packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically.
Mike, and on
my
the
favorite
way back
part.
Home,
yes.
On the way back home, I got Swedish meatballs at IKEA.
Absolutely delicious. And a lot of people don't realize Chuck Woolery, since we are going backwards, was a contestant on Love Connection before he was the host.
We have his date
on the show right now.
Hey, great. Everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
Oh, my God. They would make beautiful children, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. Six monkeys. We're still on the loose early Monday after dozens escaped earlier this month from a South Carolina compound that breeds the primates for medical research. Well, who blames them for trying to get out, right?
I know. Yeah, you got to get out of there. That's a no good.
Two monkeys that were recaptured Sunday were examined, and they were declared in excellent condition.
Monkey condition.
The monkeys are about the size of a cat. They're all females, weighing in at about 7 pounds. 43 monkeys made a break for it November 6th after an employee at what locals call the monkey farm did not fully lock their enclosure. If people encounter the monkeys, they say, they are advised to stay away and not fly drones in the area either.
What?
That's a wild card. Yeah. Not sure why that one. The company said they are skittish and might run away from where they're gathered. So if you bring a drone in there, you know, I mean, people do that too. You know, fly a drone over a park, people scatter. Terrified.
Yeah, of course they do. And Mike, you should keep in mind these monkeys, they don't mean to bring anybody down.
Here we come. Walking down the street.
And here's something you should know, Josh, just one of the weird things about this show. Mike hates the monkeys.
Monkeys are fake and manufactured.
Yeah.
They started that way, but they made some really fine records.
Oh.
Blech. You don't like I'm a Believer? You're wrong.
I don't like
there.
I don't like manufactured stuff. I don't like it's artificial. It's like they're the Cheese Whiz of rock groups. They really are.
I still enjoy their
music. You don't want to fly drones because it elevates a monkey's stress level.
Ah, very good. But here's good news. All the monkeys taken back to the compound have been fed peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and monkey biscuits, which are a high-protein Purina monkey chow that is especially formulated for the rhesus macaw.
I really hope. Did you make any of that up?
All of it.
Okay. Because I was wondering if I don't want to work you too hard. Does John Tesh know about monkey chow?
Monkey chow made by Purina is absolutely delicious. So, if you have a drone and you've gotten a special treat for Christmas, make sure you avoid rhesus macaws. And if you see one of them, throw a blanket over it, take it into your living room, and feed it a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Intelligence for your life. I'm John Tesh.
Hey, Tesh.
Yeah.
How many calories are you going to eat on Thursday?
8,000. And then I'm going to poop like a racehorse. Or is that pee? More than 1,000 mariachis gathered in Mexico City's main plaza Sunday, strumming guitars and singing classics like Yo lo do cielo lleno maneno
de fiesta besito lindo. That's my favorite.
To end a mariachi congress celebrating the musical form, the number of musicians apparently topped the previous record of 700 mariachis at an earlier gathering in the Mexican city of Guadalajara.
Ah.
The Guinness World Records organization hasn't replied to a message from the Associated Press asking whether Sunday's gathering broke the previous record. The musicians, many of whom arrived in Mexico's capital from other cities, expressed their joy at singing in the giant iconic plaza, saying, "The music is a family tradition. They start the learning at a young age."
Yes. Bravo. Fun music, mariachi. We had a mariachi band in the terrestrial days of this show. You remember Beth Ann brought in one?
Yeah, they were fantastic.
One of the only good things she ever did.
Yeah.
And then she, with great effort, especially at this time of year, did what she could to ruin everything she touched.
We need to get her back on the show.
So nope.
You two have to gain closure of some kind on that. Gen Z should look out for signs that they're being sledged. Either one of you know that term? Sledged?
I would guess insulted?
No. Claire Rainier is a romance expert from dating app
Happn, H-A-P-P-N.
That's a good one.
Sledging, she says, is a newly popular practice, and that has prompted 20-somethings to stay in dead-end relationships or drag someone along as if they were on a sled through the holidays. However, unbeknownst to their unsuspecting sweeties, the seemingly happy sledger is secretly planning to dump them within seconds of the ball dropping on New Year's Day.
Here's what's stupid about that. If you're taking them on a sled, why is it called sledging, like a sledgehammer?
Because I don't know.
You're on the edge of your relationship.
Sledging.
Wow. There you go.
Sledgers are in it for themselves. Happn surveyed 600 daters ranging in age from 18 to 25 to find that 15% of Zoomers regularly string along their significant others. I'm sorry, their seasonal significant others.
Yeah.
That's writing, isn't it?
Yeah.
They string them along for sex, companionship, or to avoid those pesky why are you still single questions from family members. The researchers determined that 75% of sledgers make the decision to break up with their honey in November, while a shocking 25% plan to call it quits after Christmas as early as August.
Huh? Wow. So it's a long, they're playing the long game there.
Long game. Detailed manual on sledging can be found in the Mike O'Mara Marriage Handbook. Thank you.
Yeah. Look in the index under hairdresser.
Yeah. Thanksgiving's been a good week and a bad week for me in my romantic past. Yes, sir. Yeah. It's a time for reflection, everybody. We'll take a break and we will come back with something really exciting on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, to do. Whoa. Oh, let me get this out. Sorry about that. Oh, my God. How did that get all the way down there?
You have no idea what he's talking about, folks.
I don't know.
How did that get down there?
But Tripp just pointed out to us that sledge is the name of a sled.
Oh, it is?
Like when the dogs drag it.
Okay.
And I had a sister named Sledge. Sister Sledge. Oh, Mr. I don't know what I mean.
Were they actually sisters, the Sledge sisters?
Don't really know. Don't miss out. It's the 2024 Mike O'Mara Show Christmas Ornament. Your house will look extra festive when you deck the halls with us. You can bring holiday cheer to every American with this mini replica of the iconic TMOS campfire mug. Display them both like a mommy and her baby. Like a mommy and her baby.
I think that's sweet, isn't
Mike it? Mike and Michael.
It is the perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's perfect. For decorating the tree, the office, or any place that needs a touch of show spirit. It comes with a custom loop, so it's ready to hang. And isn't hanging the best? And yes. Comes standard in a holly jolly gift box. Get one for yourself and one for a loved one. You'll both love it. So act fast. Supplies are extremely limited. And if you've collected our yearly ornaments every December, this is the only way to get the one to make your set complete. If you're a hoarder like Rob, that's important to you.
It is important.
Remember to buy your 2024 TMOS Christmas ornament at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, it not only makes a great shot glass, it's a great way to water your Christmas tree.
What?
To water your Christmas tree.
Yes.
Very gradually.
Right. A lot of trips to the sink.
The TMOS holiday mug is non-denominational, so it can never offend, which is nice also.
You can also hang that on your tree. You just need to provide your own string.
That's it.
That's right. Oh, and Mike, here's the closer.
We couldn't have picked a better time to wish you a Merry Christmas.
See, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Way to go.
Thank you. So
welcome
much.
Back to the show. I want to share a MAGA moment that I had. A MAGA moment at Happy Valley.
Okay.
One of the biggest MAGA guys I know. And I think I heard him before I saw him. I'm up on the driving range. I'm hitting my balls like I like to do. And
balls.
I hear Mike. And I see him thundering up. Big dude, like 6'3", 6'4". Big dude. Wearing the hat. Wearing the Make America Great Again hat. And he comes up to me. This is unlike him. Truly unlike him. I had to laugh. He comes up to me and goes, come on, You look like you need a hug. Now listen to me. Yeah. I know that there are people that I communicate with online that have taken this much differently, and I don't want people to think that I have lost my desire for a certain way of looking at the world. I haven't. However, I am also pragmatic. I am a realist, and I realize there's really nothing I can do right now about it, all right? So you have to kind of laugh, and you have to give people their moment. They didn't. They didn't give us our moment. That doesn't. That means that we, you know, that doesn't mean we do the same thing,
right,
and stay angry, because the only person you're hurting when you're staying angry is yourself, in my humble opinion. Do I think that the Clown College is in full display? 100% I do. Do I disagree with a lot of what's going on? Absolutely I do. Do I plan to let it determine how I live my life and be angry and shun people that I have had constant companionship with? No. I'm gonna continue to have my people that I play golf with and that I hobnob with and that produce this show. The fact is, I think you ruin your own life if you take it to that extreme. I really feel that way. That's the way I look at it. So,
and this will be your outlook until January 6th, right?
When I am planning on chartering a bus.
Oh, a bus this year.
Up to the nation's capital.
Well, you've always got a place here at my house, Mike.
Yes. It's by the way, it is not a like a tour bus or
no.
A Prevo, as they're called. It is a short school bus with four of my Lee County, Florida friends.
Now, will you be driving in shifts so you can make it in record time?
All-nighter, one night, all the way up there, you know?
Do you have the chains hanging underneath it in case you would meet in
cold
weather?
Everything ready. We've got fully stocked with Pop-Tarts and Slim Jims for the trip.
Do you have any of that Trump water?
We have Trump water as well in the back, and we'll stop at a road stop because we don't have a potty on the bus.
Oh, darn.
Well, and that's where the piss missile comes back.
That's the piss missile. In fact, that's the name of our bus,
Josh. I was going to say, that's why it's a yellow bus.
It's the piss missile. In fact, that's what I might call my my car, the piss missile. Hey, come on now. I'll be waiting in the piss missile for all of you.
Mike, go to the Florida DMV and see if you can get PSMSSL as your tag. Well, tag.
At least bring that slang onto the golf course when you get a nice hit.
That
was quite the piss missile.
Josh, I think we need to let Rob vent a little bit because he's very excited. He was excited over the weekend.
He sent
out lots of pictures. He sent out pictures of his new refrigerator.
There had to be a trace of you that had a bit of jealousy because it's a gorgeous fridge.
Can I be honest with you? I missed the initial one and I saw it very briefly and I just didn't linger on it. I just saw it. I said, oh my God, he's putting his refrigerator up there. But you're excited. I know you're.
I am excited, Mike.
Go ahead. Share your story with us.
The 13-year-old Whirlpool, she is gone. Now, you remember some years ago we had a trouble with a small pin-size leak in the water line that would occasionally cause the freezer to freeze shut. Well, this was getting worse and worse and worse, and it is really almost the same price to put a good down payment on a new fridge as it is to get it fixed. So we got rid of it. Black Friday is a great time to buy a refrigerator, and I dare say, Mike, I've stepped up to maybe not the Cadillac, but certainly the Lexus of refrigerators, the Frigidaire.
Is that better than a Whirlpool?
It would almost have to be because this one's not leaking. So it is owned. I didn't know this, that Frigidaire and Electrolux, the ancient vacuum company, are owned by the same people.
I feel so screwed right now.
Why?
Because you were the person who told me to get the Whirlpool.
Well, Mike, without a leak, you're still at the top of your game. I just didn't want to go to get
another. I love
mine. Yeah, it's a great fridge. It is a great fridge. But
is this the one that leaked and froze?
Yeah, and it's done that a couple of times.
Robert, tell us about how he'd have to sit on the ground and chip away at the ice.
Chip away at the ice, which I don't like getting on the ground, as you know. And also, because it had been pried open so many times, the gasket didn't quite seal on the bottom freezer drawer anymore. Because we had probably, in fits of angry pulling with broomsticks and whatnot, we had dented and bent the frame of the freezer drawer.
Oh, because, all right. So it was really non-usable. Did they remove it when they brought the new one?
Mike, Frigidaire will do free removal and installation. I went right through the Frigidaire website, and I can't recommend it highly enough. They did a great job. So
okay.
It is great. Mike, the ice cube, and here's what you're going to love. The ice cubes are not those moon-shaped ice things.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir with that. Tell me what they're like, because I hate the crescent-shaped ice cubes. Hate them.
These are cubes. They are literally cubes. And I'm waiting to see what the production is like, because one thing that I loved about this model, you can install a second ice maker in your freezer that is just a dedicated ice maker that's in addition to the one that spits the ice into
your
cup.
Has it made ice yet for you?
Yes,
it's all hooked up?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Would it be inconvenient for you to show us the ice cube?
Not at all, but you'll need to... Phil, while I go do this.
I am curious about... Go ahead.
All right.
I am curious about the... Because I really hate the crescent. Do you have crescent-shaped ice?
I've never thought about what type of ice my freezer makes.
Really?
I know that I do not like when the kids put the crush button on.
I hate crushed ice. I'm not a crushed ice fan either.
I know I turned that off, but I have no clue what shape the ice is.
When Rob comes back, I'm going to ask him about... the ice maker in the Whirlpool, because that is the one element of the Whirlpool that I'm not a fan of, because even when it's making the ice cubes instead of the crushed ice, it breaks those up a little bit, and I get little fragments of ice, which I cannot stand, and that's just not fun. I don't like that at all. I really like solid ice, and that's why if it's a cube, it might be better, but... Do you remember? You weren't with us when he was telling me Whirlpool.
No, I wasn't there.
When I had the Samsung, the worst of all. He's back.
But my dad bought a condo last week, and I went and checked out their new condo.
Yeah.
And one of the first things they pointed out to me was, look, a Frigidaire fridge.
It's good stuff.
Oh, so apparently it's known to be a good fridge.
You have it? Let me see the ice cube.
Mike, look at this. All right, let's see. Let me get back. You see that? That's a cube, buddy, right there.
Yeah, better. Much better.
And here it is, looked like in the glass.
Oh, so there are no shards or anything. They came out in perfect cubes.
Perfect cubes. And you can still do crushed, but because of the size of the cube, you don't really need to crush the ice.
But the Whirlpool that you recommended, I purchase, that makes crappy ice. Did your Whirlpool have a crappy ice maker, too, where cubes?
It was okay.
Mine breaks up the crescents a little bit more than I wanted to.
The full pieces. Well, you know what? I got about 13, 14 years out of my Whirlpool, and I think that's over the average nowadays for a fridge.
God, that sucks.
I'll take it. I know, doesn't it?
Because you ought to last.
Mike, the International Harvester you have.
Thank you for remembering. We have one in our basement.
How can I forget that?
Years. And my dad actually spray painted it a different color. My dad was kind of a do-it-yourself. Weird.
Why did he think that would make it more fun?
He spray painted it copper.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not like red. Not something
like
fun.
A bad car paint job. That's what it is. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, I want to get the Wicked review. One of the trifecta people you're looking at had the extreme pleasure of taking one of his children to see that fabulous film, Wicked.
Yeah.
We'll get a taste of the review when we return. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. This season, give yourself the gift of hydration. Whether you forget to take a sip of water during the office holiday party or start feeling parched after a long day of traveling or hosting, keep Liquid IV on hand to stay hydrated through the holidays. You know that I love Liquid IV. You see me drink it every day out of my Pizza Hut red cup. I got it right here. It's peach, white peach.
So good. One of his favorites. And you discovered it not too long ago that there was some stockpiled.
Yeah.
And it made your day because you love it that much.
Fantastic. It keeps me going. Whether you get regular or sugar-free, you can choose from about a million flavors, plus three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, eight essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free.
Don't think you don't need it. Winter will dehydrate you before you know it. Liquid IV to the rescue. Tear, pour, live more. Liquid IV, one stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. Stay hydrated through the holidays with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Yes, Mr. Soroka took his daughter to Wicked! Yay! Yuck.
I did, and I checked the math, and I took my other two daughters when my oldest was 10. I took her to the musical Wicked at the Hippodrome in Baltimore.
Now, is she a big fan, or are you a big fan?
We just were given tickets.
Okay. Oh,
so
you
then,
that's Mike known as a non-answer answer right there. We were given tickets.
And I enjoyed it. It was fine taking them. So now the timing works out that my youngest is now 10. So it made sense to take her to Wicked. It's the big movie. It's being marketed to all these kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and saw it. And the stage production is 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Okay.
So the movie theater production is 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh!
So that did not sound bad.
God,
but
wait, Mike, it gets better.
So I sit through it, and suddenly at the end, it says to be continued, and it doesn't end. It is part one of Wicked.
How self-indulgent!
And how long do you have to wait for the second part, Josh?
Well, part two comes out on November 22nd, 2025.
One year.
Now, and that explains everything about this movie, because it was dragged out. It was completely self-indulgent.
Yep.
And they're trying. Wicked is an old stage play.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make it about modern politics.
Was it left-wing politics, Josh?
Oh yeah. Oh, the wizard. Oh, trying to screw the woman and take down the minority because of the color of her skin. Yes.
Yay!
Sure, it was written.
You were in your happy place.
It was fine. It was just dragged out. It was
2 hours and 45 minutes to watch that crap. Oh my God.
How is Jeff Goldblum? I'm intrigued by his casting as the wizard.
He was fine. He was fine. I mean, Jeff Goldblum fits that role. He did well.
I love your hat. I really do. I love your hat. She's very evil. You might say she's wicked. There you go. Oh my. Oh yes, sir. Oh, Ariana Grande. Oh, thanks for dropping by my trailer. I just come over here for just a second. I want to say I love your work. I really, really love your work. I think you have a childlike quality that I think endears you to your viewers, listeners.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes. Hi, Rob.
Do you ever watch Landman?
Landman with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah. Yes.
I auditioned. I did a screen test with a very lovely young lady who plays a 17-year-old. I said, come over here. Yeah, I have a question for you, dear daughter of mine.
Dear.
Are you having sex? Are you? I have to get a Dr. Pepper. There you go. And, Jeff Goldman is Landman. Yeah. That's perfect. As far away from that as humanly possible.
Now, yes. My other problem with Wicked, not to upset anyone, but they market it towards two people, kids and people that really like musicals.
Okay.
And I don't care who your boyfriend, girlfriend is, but if it's two teenage boys doing things under a blanket next to my 10-year-old daughter, I find that inappropriate for a movie theater.
No.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of that on the Broadway show, but never in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Didn't you stand up and call them out, you know, and say, you're going to hell. There you go.
Well, wasn't there there was a politician, the party escapes me, except it doesn't, that was caught doing inappropriate things in a stage version of Wicked. Wasn't there sometime back?
Lauren Boebert.
That's it.
Was that Wicked?
I think it was Wicked.
It's just known for this movie.
God. And nobody should be getting the jiggy with it in the theater.
No,
that's for Gladiator 2.
Right. The good thing is there was no singing.
Okay. Gladiator 2, which is getting crappy reviews.
Yeah, did you know they called this weekend, Mike, Glicked?
Glicked.
So you can go see both of them.
Do you think I can take my son to Gladiator 2?
Yeah.
You think I could take my son to that?
I think if you wait 4 days, Gladiator 2 will come to your son on the television.
Or at least watch the first one first. Okay. And Lauren Boebert got kicked out of Beetlejuice.
Ah, okay.
That's right. We'll be right back, everybody.
I feel so guilty for messing that up.
That's okay. It was close. Listen up, maniacs. Dermglow Skin has the help you need, and it's delivered right to your front door. They now offer microdosing with semaglutide or tirzepatide. No BMI requirement needed. Perfect if your BMI is too low for traditional weight management, but you still want the benefits. Just hit the longevity tab at dermglowskin.com to explore, but that's not all. You can level up with PT141 for enhanced sexual health, B12 for a natural energy boost, NAD+, I do that, to tap into the fountain of youth, and Samorolin and Synapsin to banish brain fog. Everything ships straight to your door, and with payment plans and Afterpay, there's no reason to wait. Have questions? Carla's got you covered. Start your journey to a better you. Age well with peptides. I am Mike O'Mara, and I got the Riz. I get paid to do the wild thing. Oh, God, what is wrong with you? Play your damn thing, Mike.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
The best music. WABC.
Are you celebrating today, Mike, that it's National Stuffing Day?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, stuffing is different. Stuffing is in the turkey. Dressing is outside of the turkey. But this is something that was all over social over the weekend, and this may shock you. I don't think this is such a bad idea. I know you you had trouble with stuffing once in the past, right? You made a Paula Deen.
I made, who's that lady?
Paula Deen, right?
Paula Deen's disgusting oyster dressing, and it was horrible and too much butter. It was nastiness, and everybody agreed, and I was so embarrassed because it's a major part. And by the way, I'm responsible, Carl and I are responsible, for making the dressing to take to her mom's house.
Then this is exactly what you need.
Night. You had dressing for dinner?
Yeah, we had a little Thanksgiving dinner last night because of 50-50 child sharing.
Oh, okay. Right. So you had your... Okay, that's cool. What are you going to do on the day itself when you don't have the kids?
Oh, we talked about it. The T-Rex Cafe.
Yeah, the Dinosaur Cafe.
Oh, that's right. You're going to the school. Yes. Yeah. I forgot. It's a dream Thanksgiving. Yes.
Mike, this might actually be something you may want to try on friends and family. Looks awfully good.
Did you know if you take original White Castle sliders with no pickle, cut or tear them into small pieces, add finely diced celery, black pepper, thyme, and sage, pour in chicken stock, and toss all of that together really well. Then spread it into a casserole dish, and bake it at 350 degrees for 35 minutes or until done. You get the most unexpectedly delicious stuffing, and the dish that will disappear first at your Thanksgiving gathering.
White Castle stuffing, Mike.
I don't think, with those seasonings, I think you are perfectly fine, because I think White Castle is as bland and basic as it gets.
I was thinking about it. It was like, Mike, it's like making sausage stuffing, except you're adding the sausage spice after the fact. I think that it's worthy of a try. For you
I would leave the pickle in. I think the pickle would add a nice flavor.
It might. Couldn't hurt with all those seasonings. This is just like pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie does not taste like pumpkin. It tastes like the seasoning. Stuffing is really bread and meat with the seasoning that tastes like Thanksgiving. That's what it is. That's all it is. Don't worry
and,
about it.
And speaking of cooking, Mike, I don't know what this is from, but it's from BurtReynolds.com. And I think it was some sort of cooking show with Dom DeLuise, and Dom is at his fattest here.
Oh, I love this.
And I think you'll enjoy this small clip.
Can I bother you for a moment? Are you Burt Reynolds?
Of course.
I'd like to really see if you...
Oh, my.
Now, this is an unbiased person, a stranger, and this is, of course, fresh, all fresh ingredients, and he's just going to tell us what he thinks of my sauce.
This tastes like shit.
So then you really are Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
And then they hug, of course.
That, man, I didn't realize Dom got that big at one point.
Oh, yeah. He was huge.
Wow. There is nothing I like better than watching Dom DeLuise, Burt Reynolds clips because they loved each other and they were so funny together. I really love watching that.
Upon looking at that, it looks like Burt might be in a chair and Dom might be on some sort of support. I don't know because he's sitting higher than Burt. But
he's on a cherry picker.
Mike, you've gone through the era of your child playing the recorder, right?
Yeah, and I have never seen a transition into being a band dork like my kid. My kid now has played, are you ready?
Yeah.
The bassoon, the piano. He now is dabbling with the trumpet and the clarinet and then the baritone sax as well.
What's weird is he's playing reeds and brass instruments. That's great.
He's out of his mind for band. He likes it. He loves musical instruments. He really does. And I think it's fantastic. I really do.
Yeah, that's awesome because I'm still in the reed or in the
recorder era.
Recorder era. Oh.
Then you will enjoy this. You will enjoy this. Sometimes the recorder doesn't have to be songs from Frozen. I like this recorder performance as he duplicates one of the greatest guitar solos in rock history.
But you can never leave.
It's good.
Isn't it great? He does the whole solo.
That's awesome.
That's great.
But what I got to know is why do these people do these things in their car with their seatbelt buckled?
It makes it better.
It makes it better.
It does. It makes it real. And he's so good at it. That's hard to do.
It is really hard to do.
I loved it. Why do we all love that so much? It's just good.
I think the real answer might be they have the little phone holder.
In their car.
It's already there.
Absolutely. You know, you could also lean it against a book, though. I don't know. I just don't think it's right. But that's perhaps
that's
just me
you.
Being old and cranky. let's close with this, Mike. We've dealt with in the past, you know, what happens when people are ginormous, when they're, just abnormally large. They're a great curio, but they tend to live shorter lives because they're big. And because of that, we have a new world's tallest.
They're a great curio? What, they're a piece of furniture?
No, but I mean, there's something that you like to see. People that are very, very tall. It's exciting. It's
not
normal.
I thought you were talking about fat.
No, tall. And, we've seen them all through, like, Guinness Book of World Records and Ripley's.
Can I stop you for a second?
I wish you would.
Are you going to be showing the video that I think you're going to be showing of the tallest and the smallest?
Yes.
This is. I thought it. You know what? It's weird. I think of Rob over the weekend. I don't send it to him because I just didn't think it was one of those weekends. But,
you know he's going to have it.
He's going to have this. This is something to behold.
So we have a new world's tallest woman meeting the world's smallest woman. And, Mike, the differences are multifold. And I think they had a lovely meetup. And so let's cheer. You know what? This world is great, Mike, because of all the differences.
It is. They're sweet. They're both very sweet to each other.
And I love the fact that if these two can come together, why can't we, Mike?
Amen.
Why can't we?
Hello.
मुझे टॉलेस और गर्ल से मिलके बहुत अच्छा लगा और उनको मैंने फर्स्ट टाइम मिली और उनका नेचर भी बहुत अच्छा है रुमेशिया का बहुत अच्छा लगा.
I have realized me and Jody have a lot of in common.
That's the tall one.
You both love.
Thanks, Rob.
Self care, makeup, doing our nails. And jewelry. How are you doing, Jate?
How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. You are so beautiful.
Thank you.
They both love doing their nails, Mike, but the thing is that when the world's tallest woman does her nails, she uses a belt sander.
Yeah, and so. Josh sat next to both of them in the movie Wicked. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow. They had a blanket over each other.
Huge blanket.
That's not right.
We'll be back.
What do you mean to be continued?
Thank you. Tomorrow for Josh Rocha, Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying, be careful on the roads.
Yes.
Right? And we'll be back tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Do your makeup.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
You are a blabbermouth! Shut up!
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire. Happy Halloween!
Ding dong merrily on high, Papa John's does Christmas pizza. Only £12 for a large, yes, Christmas on a pizza. Start a new tradition with our All the Trimmings pizza featuring pulled turkey, sage onions, sprouts and roast potato tots. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Get a large pizza from the menu for only £12. You know ho ho, it makes sense. Offer ends 22nd of December 2024. Original large pizzas only, excludes additional toppings. Minimum spend for delivery, terms apply.
It's time to make your UK visa digital. If you have a BRP card that expires on the 31st of December 2024 or a stamp or vignette sticker in your passport, you should change to an e-visa now. This means it will never be lost and can be accessed online at any time to prove your right to live, work or study in the UK. It's free and your immigration status won't be affected. Find out more now at gov.uk/e-visa.